on Toxic Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 5th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Asia. How are you doing, Asia?
Hey, Darren. I have never wanted production to be more off schedule than I did for this weekend. But they stuck to having the veto ceremony today rather than yesterday. And I would have preferred yesterday because I am just so ready to see the aftermath.
I know you were almost on the update to talk about Vic's reaction to the back door. But instead, we've got a quick one for you guys here, as most of the day yesterday was a holding pattern until the real stuff starts today.
Right. And I feel like this may have given Ty and Jed the opportunity to kind of set themselves up for a Victoria to be like, oh my gosh, you couldn't change her mind. And then they're going to kind of be, you know, Beth will be at the forefront for Victoria rather than Ty and Jed. But, you know, I feel like they had been putting in legwork before that, but they really tried to like solidify that yesterday.
Well, we are going to update you on everything that did happen yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 9 live feeds. It was day 37 in the house. And as I said, not a whole lot to talk about. Just lots of confirming that the plan is still happening, that it's going to happen. They're excited about it. A lot of that talk going around throughout the day.
Yeah, and I am so surprised that we are still at this point and Victoria cannot say for sure that she's going on the block. Like, people have been able to hold their tongue, you know, slightly.
Yes. Now, it does seem like over time, Victoria's starting to feel like it's something a little bit weird. Now, I think that for the most part, I mean, you know, Victoria is sort of like doing the normal rounds of like just trying to make sure that everything's all right. But there have been some slip ups here and there. Tara's going to talk a little bit later in the day about how she accidentally talked about how she was like definitely going to be there next week. Like, oh, I mean, I hope I'm not on slop next week, right in front of Victoria. And she's like, oh, I screwed that up. But the biggest thing I think that is indicating that that Vic might go up is that Beth. So Tina is doing a great job of pretending to be nervous, pretending like she's going up on the block. But Beth, Ty, and Jed have not confirmed to Vic what the plan is. Vic talks to Ty and he's like, "I'm pretty sure Tina is going up on the block." It's like, what do you mean you're pretty sure? Like this is when it's the plan, it's the plan.
Yeah. And she was like, if I was HOH, I would be talking to the ghost peppers. Like, I would have the ghost peppers sit down and try to figure out what the plan is. And she's just like, you can hear the uneasiness in her voice, but she's trying to like show that she doesn't. It's that thing where, you know, she's trying to be careful because if she's not the idea, she doesn't want it to come off that, you know, she may be like that. She's thinking that they would betray her, you know, with the ghost peppers, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. But then she's also trying to say like, OK, let me keep pressing home Tina to make sure that's the idea. It's a very fine line she's trying to walk. And I give her kudos for, you know, still trying to have these conversations and trying to feel it out. But they're being tight-lipped about it.
Yeah. So Tara and Tina are going to talk about this Vic plan. They do confirm to each other, and this is not the first time they've done so. If this plan goes through and Beth puts up Vic, they do not want to target Beth. They genuinely will feel some gratitude, and Beth will remain out of their targeting systems. So they'll still be targeting Jed, and Jed in particular, As things have really swung more firmly in the Jed targeting camp, he is a bigger target. He is better at competitions they're seeing. He's better physically and mentally than Ty. He's more connected than Ty. And so Jed is the target between the two of them. Now, if they had the opportunity to take out Ty because Jed won the veto and they need to take Ty out, then they will. But Ty, now not the more targeted between the two, at least when it comes to Tina and Tara.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel that Ty is, so I'm not sure Ty is fully aware that that's how people really perceive Jed, but I think he's doing a great job at, you know, putting in his work with Brayden, putting in his work with Vic, even having conversations with Ro when people blew up like, oh my gosh, do Ro and Ty have a final two just because they had that one conversation. But I think that Ty is doing a great job at solidifying these side relationships because, hey, if things play out like you would typically assume that they would put bigger targets on the block, then he knows it's going to happen. He's going to be put on the block with Jed. And, you know, I'm not sure if, you know, Jed would be able to swing something to be able to stay because he doesn't have stronger relationship to Ty with those people that I named.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, it's becoming more so than Jed versus Ty, Beth versus Ty, because Beth has won a lot of credibility or will win a lot of credibility as long as she continues to play this right with the foursome, essentially, of Ro, Brayden, Tina and Tara. And so they do not want to put her on the block. So in a situation, let's say it's a full week. Let's say Jed and Ty go on the block. It will be Ty and his relationships with Kiefer and Brayden and such versus Beth campaigning for Jed and her relationships with Tina and Brayden and such. Right. So and Ro in particular. Right.
Yeah.
So I think that it's definitely possible that Ro, who is going to talk about wanting to potentially bring Beth down toward the end game with him, Brayden, Tina, and Tara, if he feels like Beth is pushing hard to keep Jed and that she would prefer to take Ty out, there's a chance he goes along with that. It's actually not the worst move in the world to keep her there with Jed as a big target showmance. So again, it could still go either way. If it happens in a double, I think Jed is gone unless he doesn't win or unless he wins the veto, in which case I would imagine that either Beth or Kiefer go up depending on who the HOH is and Ty would still likely go home, I think, in either instance.
Yeah, very true. I was sitting down thinking like, okay, if I was somebody that was outside of the trio and I was HOH, who would I even put up at this point? Because I've heard people toy with, you know, Jed and Beth or Ty and Jed. I think that, like, personally, I would probably try to put up Ty and Beth because then that gives Jed an opportunity to have to choose. So even if he plays veto, he wins, he has to make a choice. And then at that point, one of them knows who his bigger allegiance is to, even though they've already assumed, but it'd be solidified in that moment if he won the veto. And then, you know, be an opportunity to get one, because either way, one of them is going to go. I was just trying to see what the best play would be, you know, if like a Tina or Tara win next week.
Yeah, I mean, I do think that Jed, you know, at this point in the game, they're going to be at final eight. And this is where Kevin just straight won out from this point, right? And now the competitions have seemed different so far, but that does not guarantee that they will remain different. And with that in mind, Jed being a bigger competition threat, I would want Jed out, bar none, especially now that that Beth has also won a competition. I would not be able to trust that Beth would turn on Jed and that the two of them could really just dominate the competitions from this point. So I would really want Jed gone, but there's five people playing in the veto. One of them is not you as HOH, which means only two other people are sitting out of the veto. The chances of backdooring Jed are pretty low. So I think I probably would just put him straight up on the block with Ty. And then hope that Ro gets picked for the veto. If Ro is already HOH, then maybe it's going to be a little trickier. But I do, I think I'd probably just put them both up. And I would go for Jed, even if Beth was campaigning, even if it was a full week. I think that at this point in the game, you have to look at competitions, until we see evidence that the competitions will be changed and that's the new norm. I think you have to pay attention to it.
Yeah, it's funny because later in the day yesterday, they were talking about how they got yoga mats and foam rollers. They were like, yeah, some physical competitions are coming up because why would they give us that? But I mean, and it's a very real possibility since we haven't gotten something super physical since them holding up that that thing. But yesterday they were talking about how sore they were from the veto. So it probably was some type of physical element. Including the puzzle.
Yeah. And because they are one of the things that Tina and Tara talked about is that, or it might have been Kiefer actually with them a little bit later, but they talked about how it's clear that Jed is the better physical player than Ty. And so it would not surprise me if he performed somewhat poorly in a physical competition recently, right. If that was the veto. So they also talk about how they can't fully trust Kiefer. Because he's got this personal vendetta against Ro. Tina does think that Kiefer is willing to snake the guys at some point, but the problem is that he is just so focused on Ro that he can't be trusted to act rationally, essentially.
Yeah, exactly. He has tunnel vision. Like, no matter what happens, no matter who goes this week, Ro is Kiefer's target. If Kiefer won next week, Ro is one of the nominees for sure. And, you know, Tina and Tara, they would prefer, you know, him to talk to them. Maybe they try to, you know, discuss some possible nominations, but it's like in his head, okay, Ro and who else should I put up? Brayden is probably at that point if Vic is gone. So yeah, he is pretty tunnel vision right now.
Yes. And in the minds of Beth and Jed in particular, Kiefer remains the backup target for next week. If Ro wins the veto again, the work that I talked about yesterday that Ro put in and that even Tina and Tara ultimately kind of confirmed, is really set in here with Beth and Jed. Ty is also skeptical of Kiefer, but hasn't been in on these plans to potentially take him out quite yet. And given his thoughts later in the night, I would imagine that he would not go through with them, especially because he has been working on Kiefer. And it would be even more terrible of an idea for him to take a shot at Kiefer. But it's also not a great idea for him to take a shot at Vic, and he's doing it. So you never fully know. But I do not imagine that Ty would be on board with this. And he would probably try to put a stop to it. But again, it's a double eviction. If Jed wins the double eviction, I could see him targeting Ro, putting up something like Ro and Tara. And then if Ro wins the veto, popping up Kiefer and then being like, guys, I want Kiefer gone. And Ty would probably be like, why? You know, they are still talking about Kiefer as a target here.
It's so funny too, because no matter how much like trust Kiefer has built up with them, or he has tried to, and the fact that he hasn't put them up, and the fact that he tells them things, like he's even told them like, oh yeah, like Tina and Tara think that we're three, like he's giving them information. He's still at the bottom of their totem pole, and they are still allowing people from like the former oddballs to creep up on that ladder ahead of him. I'm like, it all comes down to what you've been saying about how they don't respect his game. And I don't know what Kiefer needs to do at this point for them to realize like, okay, he could be an asset to them making it in the end if they actually trust him and actually would solidify this four that Kiefer thinks that they are in. But I'm like, I don't think at this point, even if he wins another HOH, even if he wins another veto and does nothing against the trio, they're still not going to respect his game.
Yeah. And part of the problem, I think, is that Kiefer continues. So like Tina's obviously putting in work to get the guys to trust her as a sunsetter. And then also like, hey, I can keep Tara under control. Don't worry. Me and Tara are not coming for you. the guys believe that. They believe that Tina and Tara aren't coming for them, even though they have been coming for them for weeks, for like a month at this point. And Kiefer has helped. Kiefer is continually backing up Tina in particular and making sure that they believe that she's not coming for them. And the problem is then that they don't see Tina and Tara as a threat to them. And if Tina and Tara aren't a threat to them, and Brayden is by himself and alone and not a threat to them, and Ro wins the veto, then who do they take out? The guy that's won a couple of competitions, who they can't trust, because he's running back and forth and feeding information to people. And so, you know, Kiefer has sort of like accelerate, like, I know he wants to protect Tina and Tara, but I think he needs to start throwing them under the bus a little bit, because the numbers are getting small here. And either that or get them against Brayden, because, you know, they'll put Brayden up, but they don't see it being worth it to take Brayden out right now. I think the real move here with Kiefer is that they are suspicious that Brayden and Ro are working together. So the real backup target, if Ro wins the veto, should be Brayden, because Brayden bolsters Ro. And that's what Kiefer needs to start pumping up. The problem is that Kiefer has shown himself to have a personal vendetta against Ro. So anything he says about Ro comes with a grain of salt. And that becomes a bit of a problem.
Exactly. Like, what is Kiefer's game plan whenever Ro actually does leave? Like, who's he going to say, you know, is out? Like, let's say that Vic leaves this week, and then like if something crazy happens, Ro leaves in the double, then it's like, okay, are you shifting gears to try to blow up Brayden as the biggest target? Like, at that point, you're right in the middle. There would be no way for him to win HOH after the double, because you're going to be in between these two sides and you're going to have to pick somebody to put up as a pawn, and you're going to have to show your cards. In order for him to get in good with the trio, he has to throw Tina and Tara under the bus, but I don't think he's willing to do that.
Mm. All right. So Beth and Ty are going to talk about speeches and goodbye messages. And so Beth's potential veto speech is she's thinking of, you know, some people play this game lying, manipulating, and backstabbing. If you're going to play that way, be careful who you cross. Things are about to get spicy. V, take a seat.
When she was saying this, I thought she was going to try to like rhyme, but I was like, okay, it's less cheesy if she doesn't rhyme. But like, there's another way to add the spice in there. I know she thought that was like it.
Oh, but she was super excited. She was like, yeah. Oh, that was something that was so cool. I got to say, if somebody did a rhyme when blindsiding me, I would become that person in the diary room. Like, I mean, I get blindsiding me, but really a rhyme?
Not a rhyme. Yeah, I could see, like, Vic always wants that moment, and I could see her, like, Beth is like, things are about to get spicy. And, well, I already know what you're about to do. I'll take a seat. Like, she wants to do something so that Beth does not have that moment. So that would be absolutely hilarious.
Yes. And then Ty talked about leaving a goodbye message for Vic. Now, Ty does not really strike me as the kind of guy to fake plan goodbye messages like I've seen some people do before. So I am a little bit concerned here. But this also is like very much not in the style of like good guy Ty. But he's thinking about leaving a goodbye message that is essentially like, you know, you probably were that invisible HOH because we saw right through you, V. like, whoa, she is a juror. Right. Sir.
No, that's a terrible strategy. I did see Jed say that he thinks, oh, maybe the first person's not going to jury, but the second, if it's a double, the second person is going to jury. Like,
they think that Because Arissa did not say you've all made the jury. There is a theory running around the house that is that Canada will be doing one of the votes in the jury, and then there will be six other people in the jury. And that's why that Arissa hasn't announced it yet. But as far as we know, that is not the case. And Vic is right. Fully in the jury. So
exactly. I mean, and so there's absolutely no reason for Ty to do this. But I also, so I wouldn't peg him as a fake goodbye guy either. But I also wouldn't peg him as like the conversation he had with Vic for extended amount of time last night, where he's just like running through scenarios. I was like, okay, you know, he can fake the funk, especially knowing the like what's truly about to happen. But I think it's all a ploy. I think he's too good of a guy to actually go in there and say this. Like, even if she was pre-jury, I don't think he would say this.
Well, here's the thing. They talked about goodbye messages that they had for Austin, and apparently all of them, including Ty, also had savage goodbye messages for Austin, but we just didn't see them on the show. So, you know, again, if he's like, and there's really no reason to lie about goodbye message to somebody who's not even on the jury. So I don't know. But yes, Eternal, I do believe the rumor came from Tina, because the sort of the idea was it was an extra incentive to take a shot at V this week. There's a chance the jury hasn't started yet. And wouldn't you love to not have V on the jury was kind of the pitch there. And it really has gone around here. And they are very much considering the idea that it may not be jury yet. But we'll see.
Wouldn't that be a shame if Ty makes it all the way to final two and then loses because of terrible jury management?
It would be very surprising, because he's like such a chill guy. I don't know. And I guess like, I mean, if everyone has a savage goodbye message, but I don't think they would.
That's true. We'll see. I feel like a couple of people are going to be like, Vic, we respect your game so much. That's why you had to go. And, you know, they know exactly how to, that's the thing. Ty and Jed specifically know how to pump up Vic's head. They know exactly the things to say. Like, even last night when the three of them were talking and she was like, yeah, I haven't worked out one day in this house. Like, they both immediately instinct was like, but you look good. You still look great. Like, they know how to feed into what she likes to hear. So I'm like, why wouldn't you take that opportunity to goodbye message? Like, you were the best player that ever played Big Brother Canada, you know?
Yeah. And that's what I think is particularly savage about Ty's message, is that it's not just like, oh, we got you, like, whatever. It's taking a shot at her ability in the game. She's very proud of her invisible HOH reign. She thinks that nobody caught her. For him to sort of tarnish her legacy as the greatest to ever play, that's going to hurt, I think, more than something else, that like you know, some other kind of, like, even just like, be careful who you cross, take a seat. Like, I think that V can be like, I think that V can respect that kind of savagery. And like, oh my, I crossed you and you got me, but I'm a Titan in this game. But if you belittle her game, I think that she will be upset.
Oh, absolutely. And they're going to get her wrath in the jury house. I don't understand why they need to think that that's a possibility, because if you go in with these goodbye messages that are terrible, she is going to hold a grudge. I mean, she is not the type of person. I mean, I know that she's been so on board with wanting to be in with the two guys, which is why I think she's going to feel the most betrayed by them if they aren't able to like finesse their way out of the situation by blaming it on Beth. And so they're in for a rude awakening when they go to the jury house, because I don't see her being someone that is just forgive and forget.
Yeah. Ro and Braden are going to talk a bit. This is where Ro says that he does feel like, you know, heading down to the end game with Braden, Beth, and Tina and Tara is probably a good play if they can take out the guys. Ro also says basically, his plan right now is that he specifically requested, hey, please don't rat me out about the fact that I threw V under the bus this week. Don't tell her that information came from me that led to her being backdoored. And so when they do say that it was from Roe, yeah. because he fully expects them to, that is a perfect excuse for him to use when he puts them on the block next week. Yeah. Hey guys, you threw me under the bus with the whole plan last week, so take a seat.
Right. Yeah, especially, yeah, this doesn't work out for Ro at all, the fact that this isn't happening within a double, because we're going to have today, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday for this information to come out. And so there's just going to be so much going on. I saw a tweet that was like, it's funny that Vic got out the person that flips the vote when she's going to need the vote flipped on her.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, I got rid of the toy is going to flip it soundbite.
Oh, the toy is going to flip it.
I mean, I do still have this one.
Do you want me to put Beth up?
Maybe she should have put Beth up. Right. Player A. Exactly. Who knew?
It's all coming to bite her. Oh, man. I cannot wait for the aftermath. And because I'm so excited, I just think that feeds are going to be down for 9 hours. They're going to come back and they're just eating dinner. And Vic is like, fine.
I hate how realistic that scenario is.
They know we want it. They know we want to see the aftermath. Like, we, Big Brother US, we literally see them opening the door to come back in sometimes. Like, they are right on it after, like, comps or after ceremonies. But Big Brother Canada loves to keep us waiting. And then we wait to the episode, and then it's all ads.
Yep. So, really, the only thing that actually happened yesterday is that Vic had a conversation with Ty, where he asked basically, like, who are your targets? And she was like, yeah, I'd put up Tara, Tina, but I'd probably backdoor Ro because he's coming for you guys. I don't want him to come for you guys. And Ty's like, well, how do you know that Ro is coming for us? Which is why I get information. It's I get in with them and they tell me things. And he's like, okay. But she says, I think that Ro is working with Brayden and Tina and Tara. And so we need to take shots at them. I'm all about the ghost peppers.
Yeah.
Ghost peppers like, are where it's at.
She's like, after I put up Austin, then Ro came up to me and pitched a thing with like me and Bray. Tina and Tara. It's like, okay.
Yeah. And I mean, you mentioned this, but like lots of like Ty. I mean, at one point, Ty was literally holding Vic in his yeah. arms. There's still like they're doing, even though like Vic is like, so who's going up? And Ty's like, well, I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure it's Tina, but I'm not entirely sure. He is still like very much like cuddling and such, right? So,
yes.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and she has a boyfriend. So I'm like, maybe she went into the house with this agreement. But she's like, she is eating it up. She is calling Ty her. She's saying that she's like, my best friend would be so mad if I like turn my back on you. Like, I would never do that if I put you up. But she's like, Ty is mine because I know she wants you. And she's just like, she's like, even they had that conversation outside of like the HOH room. And she was like cleaning her makeup off her face. And then she like looked in the mirror and saw that she had something on her nose. She's like, Ty, why did you tell me? You know, I think you're so cute. Why wouldn't you tell me? Oh, yeah. The flirtation is on an all time high. And I am so interested to see how it shifts. Mm-hmm. Like, is it going to be a stone cold, like, I'm not talking to you anymore, or like a Ty is going to try to egg it on and then they'll eventually get back there to where he's on her good side. But I think it's going to be a dramatic shift.
I mean, there's a chance it could be like, cause you know, sometimes you expect like a big reaction and what you get is kind of like a whimper. Like that doesn't really vibe with how Vic's been before, but that is sometimes how it plays out. And in that scenario, I could see it being like a hey, I'm crying, cuddle me some more. I feel so bad about what you've done to me.
Yeah, I like word for word, we're going to hear, why would she do this to me? I was loyal to the Ghost Peppers. I never would have turned on you guys. Mm-hmm. Like, it's going to be a how could Beth do that? And I could see Ty more so than Jed being like, I tried to get her to stop it. She threw it out there, but I couldn't make the decision for her. Her mind was set. So it could be a thing where, you know, that, you know, he gets back on her good side. But then if she gets voted out unanimously, she's going to feel even more hurt by Ty.
Yeah. So Ty talks to Jed and Ty has been thinking and, you know, we've been talking about this all week long. This is not the right move for Ty and Jed. She is not done with the cuddles yet. And she is a number for them. And he's like, you think about it, it doesn't really make sense for us to get rid of Vic right now, does it? Like, sure, getting rid of Tara is a waste, but is it really a waste if she's on the other side? Like, she's not a number for us. And Jed is like, yeah, I mean, that kind of makes sense. And it's like, okay, they're starting to see that this is very bad for them. But the problem is that they can't trust Vic enough because they don't know that Vic is a number that she can say she is all she wants. She can even genuinely mean it right now, but for all they know, she'll change her mind next week. And that's actually true. Like, I can't even fault them for thinking that way. And they're just like, she's too much wild. They've been burned before. And then once Jed gets on a roll, he's like, yeah. And I think Tina and Tara are 100% with us. They're so grateful that we've saved them this week. They are 100% with, I mean, he's not entirely wrong. They are grateful that they've been saved this week to Beth.
Right? Yes. That's what gets me because yes, it's entirely to Beth. And there was a conversation where, Tara came into the HOH bathroom to talk to Beth about the nominations, and Jed's there and responding to Tara's like, yeah, I know, like, you have the power to do whatever. And Jed's like, and responding. And he basically was Beth's mouthpiece that entire conversation. I was like, who's going to tell Jed he is not the HOH right now? Because he's going to think that, like, oh, I didn't put you up, but you weren't HOH. Tina and Tara are going to be grateful to Beth, the actual HOH.
And on top of that, Ty and Jed were openly pushing against this. They were pushing back on the idea that they wanted a Vic backdoor. And Ty even pushed back to Tina and Tara's face. It's like, I don't want Vic to go because I don't think you guys will target Ro. And they had to fight him on it. So they know that this is not what the guys wanted. It's what Beth wanted. And so they have, of course, zero, gratitude toward the guys for this. They didn't even want it to happen.
Exactly. And what another thing that got me with this conversation was that Jed realized, like, this is similar to us trying to flip the vote on Ro?
It's just like the Ro week when it was Ro versus Josh. Yeah,
exactly. Where they tried to flip it failed. But at that point, Ro already knew that they were trying to flip it. And now it's going to be perfect ammo for anybody in the house after, if Tara leaves, for them to say, oh, you know that they were trying to flip they were trying to get you out, Victoria. They were trying to get you on the block. Let's say if Beth didn't put her up, they were going to put you up. So at that point, the damage is done. They've told the entire house. Every single person knows. And so, you know, they have to stick to it. And then Jed even pointed out, like, this is also not like we don't have the power to make this decision. Like, correctly pointing out that Beth is the one that's making the decision and she's going to be the one to do it.
Yeah. He says it's just like the Ro situation where if we back off of this and Vic wins next week, then where are we at that point? And exactly. And that is, again, it's a good point. And even though this is very bad for the guys, it is almost in a place where it might be locked in. Now, that does not mean that it should be locked in because, and I said this yesterday, but like Vic does have logic on her side. The problem is that she has not been a logical player to this point. So she could very easily make a great logical case for those four are working together against you. They are numbers on the other side. I am a number for you. you made a mistake, but that's okay because one of them is still up on the block. It's a great case to make. And, you know, I think that, you know, most players should be able to make it. But the problem is the reason she's in this situation to begin with is that they don't trust her and that she's burned them before. It all comes down to everything that we talked about in her first HOH week when she had this complete nonsensical gaslighting explanation for her decision. And Jed brings it up. He says,
yeah,
you have to remember because they're in the HOH room. They're sitting on the bed. She was sitting here. We were sitting there. And she screwed us. That was so messed up, man. We just have to remember that feeling because we could easily be in that spot again. And Ty is like, you're completely right. And so she has to go. They are back on board with the plan. But the fact that it was even considered here briefly means that I would not be surprised at all, especially given how indecisive these players are. This will be considered again. Do not think that Vic is 100% out of this right now. I do see a path for her to succeed this week. Do I think she will? Not necessarily. That's just because I don't have much faith in Vic or Ty and Jed sometimes. There is a very clear path there. So I would not be surprised at all if we get some waffling over the next few days.
Yeah, absolutely. And in that conversation, Ty was like, Vic hasn't burned us. Like she burned us in the past, but is she burning us right now? So it was like, I was so glad Jed was there to remind him that the gravity of how she burned them, because if not, like that was their number one. Ty loved Toya. So it's like, you have to remember who was responsible for getting her out. And then Ty's just like, okay, yeah. But yeah, like you said, that was in their head years ago. So now it's going to be, okay, this is who it's in our front of our face. Immediately, would she put us up? In their minds, they think she wouldn't, but they don't know that. And mm-hmm. She's so unpredictable.
Yeah. So that's basically where we are left off here. And it is definitely looking like it's going to be an interesting day today. The veto ceremony should be today. We're going to see some fireworks.
Yes, some spicy fireworks. You know, because Vic suspects it, she kept saying to Ty and Jed, like, oh, if I'm ever on the block, you're going to be like, get away from me, because I'm going to be campaigning nonstop. Like, I'm not going to leave you all alone. I'm going to be campaigning. So, hey, stick to your word. Don't shut down. Don't go to your room and talk to us. Talk to the house and try to get them to keep you, because I'm so curious to see what she's going to like pull out of her hat to try to convince them to send home Tara. Her, who has won so much.
It may be happening as we speak here. So let's be prepared for what happens. I will, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on these Big Brother Canada 9 live feeds. We'll also be live tonight after the episode to recap what goes down on the episode here tonight. The veto. No, not the veto. This is the nomination episode. They're so behind. But it'll, you know what? I'm still excited because there's a lot of content this week. I think that the episodes could be very good if they handle them right. So check that out. I'll also be live on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong for the watch party. I'll be watching the episode live with you guys. And then, you know, we'll see if things are really all over the place in that house, then they may go live just to watch at some point today. But you can check all of that out there. You can also find me on Twitter at @ArmstrongTaryn. Asia, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Asia Like Asia. So it's A-Y-S-H-A like A-S-I-A. I will be continuing to help here and there cover Big Brother Canada. And then also I co-host the Married at First Sight podcast. We only have a couple of podcasts left, about like 4 episodes left in the season. It's been a great season. So if you haven't watched any or listened to any of the podcasts, go back and catch up. You'll get a full comprehensive summary of what's going on at Married at First Sight. So then you can maybe pick up on next season and watch it live. So yeah, definitely check it out and follow me on Twitter.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us. And see you with hopefully a very eventful next time.